Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Mary DBT and James Siemens, Professor of the Practice of Theater Studies, to accompany to the podium Jerry Seinfeld, candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Arts.
This is at Duke University over the weekend.
So, what's the big deal about our commencement speaker?
And this is the part where a couple dozen disgruntled people decided to get up and protest the speech by a famous Jew. Who supports Israel, and they wanted to show how much they hate him.
So,
and I guess by extension what he supports. And love this part. The crowd is chanting Jerry even while the nitwits are walking out. Did you get that in the news story?
Thank you.
That 6,970 people stayed out of the 7,000, that 30 left. I mean, that's to me the issue is, I just don't believe in giving attention to protesters because disruptors, they haven't participated in the process. They haven't earned the right. It's like when Congress has a hearing and, you know, 10 doofuses from Code Pink show up to disrupt the proceedings. Who cares? You had a four-hour meeting about the future of the Navy. That's the juice. That's the interesting stuff. But instead, what makes the news is, you know, oh, there was a protest. Who cares? I mean, seriously, that's ridiculous. But I am glad. I'm oddly glad that this became a story because if it hadn't become a story, I wouldn't have watched the speech. And I'm super glad I watched the speech because there were things in the speech that were good. I've been covering it all morning because I think it's important. And it was worth talking about, not just because of the protest, but because of the actual content of the speech. I usually forget about all these great commencement speeches at this time of year. Not all of them are great, but this one by Jerry Seinfeld genuinely was quite good. Of course, he spent a significant amount of time talking about the value of humor, which I very much endorse.
And this is probably the biggest point I would like to make to you here today regarding humor. I'm going to try and reach across a couple generations here to tell you the most important thing I am confident that I know about life. I'm 70. I'm done. You are just starting. I only want to help you. The slightly uncomfortable feeling of awkward humor is okay.
It is.
It's not something you need to fix. I totally admire the ambitions of your generation to create a more just and inclusive society. I think it is also wonderful that you care so much about not hurting other people's feelings. In the million and one ways, we all do that every second of every day. It's lovely to want to fix those things, but, all caps, but, what I need to tell you as a comedian, do not lose your sense of humor. You can have no idea at this point in your life how much you are going to need it to get through.
Absolutely. And I think he's right. There is a nobility in trying to make other people's lives better and to try to make their lives richer and more peaceful. But at the same time, you've got to not lose that ability to be a little bit awkward, a little uncomfortable, and to laugh about these things.
Not enough of life makes sense for you to be able to survive it without humor. And I know all of you here are going to use all of your brains and muscle and soul to improve the world, and I know you're going to do a bang-up job. And when you're done, as I am now...
At 70.
I bet the world, because of you, will be a much better place. But it will still not make a whole hell of a lot of sense. It'll be a better, different, but still pretty insane mess. And it is worth the sacrifice of an occasional discomfort to have some laughs. Don't lose that. Even if it's at the cost of occasional hard feelings, it's okay. You gotta laugh. That is the one thing at the end of your life you will not wish you did less of. Humor is the most powerful, most survival, essential quality you will ever have or need to navigate through the human experience.
Oh, man. And I told you, I think my theory about a lot of these protesters of various sorts is not enough sense of humor, not enough ability to laugh, no humility, which is kind of the basis of self-deprecating humor or humor in general. You've got to kind of be able to look at yourself, which could be a byproduct of not having a good faith, because part of faith is teaching you that, boy, are we screwed up. And it's okay because we're forgiven, right? That's kind of the message. It's okay to laugh at yourself because you don't need to prove that you're important because, you know, as a Christian, you're important because God loves you. And it's okay then to admit, oh, my God, what a screw-up I am. You know, I'm pretty hilariously bad. But I do have a different theory, and this is something I have not yet had a chance to share. I have come across an incredible treatise that explains the college protests that we've been seeing. I was stunned to find it. It is incredibly accurate. I'm going to share that with you in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are attempting to come into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you are going to be experiencing a lot of traffic any route you take. A down telephone pole on the intersection of Highway 90 and Scenic Highway on the Pensacola side of the Pace Bridge has backed up traffic significantly. It has backed up all the way past Chemukla. So if you are on Woodbine or Chemukla and you're trying to come into Pensacola, we would recommend going ahead and taking Avalon Boulevard. That is backed up significantly due to a crash that happened earlier on the I-10 bridge, but it has been cleared, so this is the best bet of clearing up the soonest. You can also try and take Quintet, but Quintet is backed up 5 or so miles from the intersection of Highway 95 there and Highway 95.
Just got a report says Quintet's a 40-minute drive.
Okay, Quintet is a 40-minute drive. Okay, there you go. Thank you for that update. We appreciate you. And, yeah, you are going to see a lot of backup on Highway 95 as you try and get onto Highway 29 southbound. Coming in from Cantonment, you are going to experience a lot of traffic buildup due to these incidents as well. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you are going to see a lot of backup before and after the Avalon Boulevard intersection, clearing up as you get to the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and looking clear until you all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. By the way, I got a text in here, 437-1620. Somebody says that they really appreciate the traffic updates today. You're doing a great job at it.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
So if you have any kind of a heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical need, Peden does all of those things, does them so well that they have been expanding in the last couple of years, expanded all the way east to Tallahassee, expanded west last year to Baldwin County, and then this year to Mobile. So they are all over the place on the Gulf Coast. They will take care of you. Professionals show up on time, do the work. You're going to be happy with it because they will stand by 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now through the month of May, you can get the best prices of the year on Briggs & Stratton standby generators before storm season begins. $2,500 off through the month of May. And to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete air conditioning tune-up for just $55. Call today and schedule your $55 air conditioning tune-up. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. And so I mentioned right before the traffic that I had a, I came across a treatise. I came across an extremely poignant analysis of the campus protests, you know, all of the anti-Israel campus protests that we've been seeing all around the nation and all of this. And I wanted to share with you because it really clarified the situation for me in a way that nothing else had really cut through. The name of, it's actually a book. I suppose I call it a treatise. It's the name of a book. The name of the book, it's written by Laura Jaffe Numeroff, and the title of the book is If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. Hear me out. Those of you who know, you already know where this is going. If you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. When you give him the milk, he'll probably ask you for a straw. When he's finished, he'll ask for a napkin. Then he will want to look in a mirror to make sure he doesn't have a milk mustache. When he looks into the mirror, he might notice his hair needs a trim, and so he will probably ask for a pair of nail scissors. When he's finished giving himself a trim, he'll want a broom to sweep up. He'll start sweeping. He might get carried away and sweep every room in the house. He may even end up washing the floors as well. When he's done, he'll probably want to take a nap, and you'll have to fix a little box for him with a blanket and a pillow. He'll crawl in, make himself comfortable, and fluff the pillow a few times. He'll probably ask you to read him a story, so you read him one of your favorite books, and he'll ask to see the pictures. And when he looks at the pictures, he'll get so excited he'll want to draw one of his own, and he'll ask for paper and crayons. He'll draw a picture. When the picture is finished, he'll want to sign his name with a pen. Then he'll want to hang his picture on your refrigerator, which means he will need scotch tape. He'll hang it up, his drawing, and stand back to look at it. Looking at the refrigerator will remind him that he's thirsty, so he'll ask for a glass of milk. And chances are, if he asks for a glass of milk, he's going to want a cookie to go with it. And that is the best analysis of the campus protesters that I have ever heard. 8:21 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is this in 3D?
No, but your face is.
So can I just confess something? It was every single last ounce of self-control I had not to explain if you give a mouse a cookie. I so wanted to explain. I thought, no. You know, sometimes you just got to sit back and let the lesson be its own lesson. So 8:25 on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, it's hard to not. My biggest challenge of my life is keeping that yapper shut. Jimmy has got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, like we've been saying all morning, Pace and Milton, you are going to experience a lot of traffic coming into Pensacola this morning. Any route that you take, a downed telephone pole earlier this morning has traffic backed up on the bridge coming into Pensacola. And there's one lane open on going either way on the bridge this morning, but traffic is backed up past Chemukla on Highway 90. Heading eastbound, there is a vehicle crash in Milton that is backing up traffic significantly, and you can expect to see a lot of traffic on Avalon Boulevard heading towards I-10 due to a vehicle crash that happened there earlier. That has been cleared, so Avalon Boulevard is your best bet if you are entering Pensacola from Pace or Milton. Quintet is also an option, but that is still backed up significantly for about 4 or so miles, heading on a Highway 95. And Highway 29, that intersection is backed up as well. Coming in from Cantonment, you can experience some backup due to these as incidences as well. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic before and after the Avalon Boulevard intersection there coming eastbound into Pensacola. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For more information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, when I tell you names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you think of good vehicles, right, that you probably paid extra to get. If you have one, you might think you've got to go to the dealership. You've got to pay extra to service them. That's not true. There's actually a federal law that says you can go to a lot of different places. You do not have to go to the dealership. And if that dealership is in, you know, Destin or Mobile, and that's time and that's gas and that's extra expense, hey, go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They will take care of you. You can book an appointment. You can just drive in. You can check out the website, carclinicservice.com. They'll explain their philosophy, which is to see you for the small stuff so they don't have to see you for the big catastrophic stuff. That's called preventative routine scheduled maintenance. Not to be, you know, obvious about it, but preventative is to prevent the big stuff. That's the idea. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 827 on News Radio Pensacola. Happy driving today. Sorry, I know it's terrible. I know. I understand. I'm so sorry. But be grateful for all the other days. It's not like that. I know it doesn't work that way. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we heard this at the top of the hour. President Biden now reportedly challenging former President Trump to a pair of debates.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Is he freestyling this?
I am still trying to figure out that music beneath him. I haven't seen the video of this. He's a beat poet now.
Exactly.
I guess, right. You know what also cracks me up about this is, having listened to so many audio elements in my life and including speeches by these people, all the edits in that catch my ear. So this is literally a best of all of the different things, all the different takes they tried with him to get this version of this prepackaged audio video.
All day.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Yeah. Go ahead, David. But in a debate, you don't get those benefits.
No, definitely not. And his campaign has informed the Commission on Presidential Debates he won't participate in their debates. He wants to do debates hosted by news organizations instead. There's a Jeopardy spinoff coming to Amazon Prime, Pop Culture Jeopardy. It's the first version of the game created for a streaming service, and this iteration will focus on music and movies, sports and celebrities. Contestants will play in teams of three.
All right. Have you seen, I just saw an ad for this yesterday, this show that's going to be on in the fall, 1%.
And it gives you
like brain teaser type questions. It's supposed to help you figure out if you're really smart or not so much.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, I typically will give any new show a chance. You know, I try a lot of things that are not worth trying. I figure the buffet of TV is out there for me to give it a shot, and most things don't pay off. But every once in a while, you find something. That one kind of caught my attention. Patton Oswalt is the guy who's hosting it. I don't know. The teaser question is you're trying to figure out how many white and black squiggly lines are on a grid.
Is this on like a network or is it on streaming?
Yeah, this was on Fox, I think it was. Fox is getting it. So anyway, it just caught my attention. It's a different one. Because, you know, typically game shows are not designed, they're designed to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? I mean, if you ever watch, like, Jeopardy is the one exception of that, where Jeopardy is, it's designed to teach you how much you don't know. And then even if you're good at Jeopardy, like, I don't even watch the Champions series. I just get irritated. Like, I don't know any of those questions. They're too hard. And I think, okay, that's because Jeopardy's aimed at me, you know? But a lot of these game shows, this one seems to be aimed at teaching you how not smart you are. I'm curious if that is going to pay off for them as a strategy. Because I don't think a lot of people like that message a lot, just personally. So, anyway, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you've got a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, when you flush the toilet, the water pressure, the water temperature, none of these things are good for you, or any of them are a problem, Barberry Plumbing, flat rate pricing, 477-8782.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden is challenging former President Trump to debate in a video released this morning.
I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Referring to the criminal trial in New York that's off on Wednesdays, former President Trump tells Fox News Digital the proposed June and early September dates are fully acceptable. Let's see if Joe can make it to the stand-up podium. In Maryland, Democrats nominate Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsop Brooks for Senate to oppose former Governor Larry Hogan.
With your help, we're going to bring our case for strong, proven, effective, and independent leadership directly to the people of Maryland.
West Virginia Democrats nominate Wheeling Mayor Glenn Elliott to face Governor Jim Justice for Senate there. Democrats Ben Cardin and Joe Manchin are retiring, and Republicans are trying to flip those seats and take back Senate control. America's listening to Fox News.
Good
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now, 76 degrees. Looks like a beautiful morning. Partly cloudy skies. The investigation continues after a drive-by shooting yesterday in Escambia County. That happened about 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at Diego Circle. The sheriff's office says the gunshots were picked up on ShotSpotter. Also, multiple 911 calls were received about the incident. So far, there's no word on the severity of injuries or description of a suspect vehicle. All of the victims were taken to a local hospital before EMS or deputies arrived. Well, in the aftermath of that shooting in Okaloosa County of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson, the Okaloosa NAACP now releasing a list of demands. They say they will remain engaged until justice is served. The full list of demands posted to their Facebook page yesterday. It includes the demand for a full and transparent investigation by the Department of Justice, the release of all body cam footage, audio and video and digital communications, and the release of disciplinary records for the deputy involved.
We could not simply just sit on our hands and hope this thing, you know, all by itself just evaporates. I mean, the NAACP has been concerned, and we remain concerned in shootings or injuries of people where we think that other courses of action could have taken place.
And that's President Sabu Williams, who talked with Channel 3, and this comes as Fortson's body has now arrived in Atlanta, a funeral being held on Friday at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. Pensacola city leaders now have a full picture of just how many burial grounds there are at Miraflores. At Miraflores Park. Yesterday, Mayor D.C. Reeves announced that the follow-up survey done in March showed an additional 35 bodies buried in the park's eastern half. The original survey was done last November. They discovered 45 bodies at that time, a total of 80. People are buried there.
Obviously, we're researching best practices for memorializing the site, as we have been, and that's a big, I would say, the most integral part of the community group is to, once we have all the information, that we share that with them, get their thoughts, and figure out what our path forward is in terms of commemorating the site.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves says the Miraflores Community Advisory Group will be meeting this Friday. The park survey was done using ground-penetrating radar. It was funded by a grant through the National Park Service. Congressman Matt Gaetz demanding answers after a report that he says outlines racist DEI programs being used by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Gaetz responded to a report from the Washington Free Beacon, which outlined a number of VA-sponsored support groups in several states that specifically exclude white veterans from participating. Those groups include a Black Veterans Peer Support Group in Minneapolis that welcomes all veterans who self-identify as Black, as well as a race-based stress and trauma empowerment group in Long Beach, California that welcomes veterans who identify as Black, Indigenous, and people of color. In a letter to VA Secretary Dennis McDonough and the House VA Committee, Gaetz requested an oversight hearing by the committee, saying, quote, no federal resources, let alone sponsorship by the agency itself, should be given to discriminatory programs. 8:35 at News Radio, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. What are you seeing now?
David, like we've been saying all morning, if you're trying to come into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you're going to experience a lot of traffic any route that you can take. So a down telephone pole on the Pensacola side of the Pace Bridge at the intersection of Highway 90 and Scenic has backed up traffic all the way past Chemukla Highway. Your best bet, even though it is backed up pretty significantly, is to hop on Avalon Boulevard and get on I-10. We are seeing a lot of residual traffic from an accident that happened on I-10 earlier this morning. But that has been cleared, and we're seeing Avalon improve significantly in terms of traffic. You can also try Quintet. Quintet is looking backed up for about 4 miles from the Highway 95 intersection there, clearing up a little bit as you get onto 29, not looking too bad, or not looking as bad as it was, I should say. And if you're coming in from Cantonment, you can expect to see some traffic on 29 as well. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of backup right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection there, clearing up a little bit as you get to the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and clear into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Direct Auto. Direct Auto, car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It is going to be a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Nice and mostly sunny for Thursday with a few clouds moving in late. High near 85 Thursday afternoon. Temperatures dropping near 73 overnight. We'll have showers and thunderstorms moving in on Friday. A few storms could be strong. High near 84. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 76 degrees in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your money now. Markets are up this morning. The Dow's up 220.84 at 39,778.95. S&P up 28.87 at 52.75.55. The NASDAQ up just under 100 points at 16,608.79 this morning. 10-year bond rate is down just a bit at 4.36%. Gold price is up 15.20 at 23.75.10. Silver prices up 67 cents today, 29.37. And Bitcoin is up almost 3,000 at 64,503. Inflation is still high and isn't showing any signs of dropping soon.
The Labor Department reported a 0.5% jump in the producer price index last month, which is nearly double what economists had expected. Those wholesale prices are a key gauge of inflation. On a year-over basis, wholesale inflation rose 2.2%, which is the highest in a year. The hotter-than-expected reading comes as the Federal Reserve remains in a holding pattern regarding interest rates. I'm Mark Mayfield.
President Biden is increasing tariffs on Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, semiconductors, and other goods. Laura Westbrook has the latest from Hong Kong as China's Commerce Ministry is speaking against that move.
They've said that this goes against the commitment by the U.S. to avoid decoupling with China and to not stem China's own development.
Biden said yesterday the tariffs are meant to counter China's unfair trade practices. The increased tariffs will apply to about $18 billion worth of annual imports from China. TikTok content creators from eight states now suing the U.S. government over its efforts to ban the app. A law signed by President Biden last month calls for TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance to sell the app, or it could be banned in the U.S. In the lawsuit, the creators call that law constitutionally overbroad and say it violates the First Amendment rights of users. 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with cinemas in the sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today's question was actually inspired by something I did earlier in the hour, where talking about the protesters on the college campuses, I said that I had come across this great treatise to explain the college protests. And then I read you the text of the famous children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, which I think is so accurate. Anyway, but that got me thinking because somebody had texted me and, you know, people started texting me in about the children's books that they love and how they love their kids love that book and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what, that's a fun topic we can do for today, which is, what's that children's book? That children's book that you read 100,000 times to your kids or had read to you, especially if it's one that had some kind of a meaningful message or a poignant story. Because, you know, some children's books, like, you know, television or whatever, are just captivating. And it's, look, it's good enough to captivate a child with a book. Okay? That's good enough. But, of course, some of these books are extra meaningful, and you know, the lesson that they carry is so powerful. And so I'm just curious, you know, what's that children's book for you or for your kids, however you want to answer the question. 437-1620, tell me about those great kids books, especially if they have some message in it. Jimmy, you have one for me? Did I find a blind spot for you?
Like, that's hard to do. God.
Nothing jumps out.
Okay. Was Peter Rabbit a book?
It is.
Okay, yeah. I think that sounds familiar. I'm going to go with that.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Good answer. All right. So
couldn't tell you what it's about. I'm assuming it's a rabbit.
It's about a troublesome rabbit. Sure. All right. Okay, fair enough. 437-1620, 437-1620. What's the kid's book you either read 1,000 times or read to, had to read to somebody else 1,000 times? Somebody says, The Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle.
Yeah.
Oh, now you know.
Yes,
you
know, yes, The Hungry Caterpillar.
And that is a yes. Oh, my God, how many times, you know, and then he ate a piece of sausage, and then he ate 3 leaves, then he ate 4 leaves. And yes, no, man, that book gets dog-eared real fast because you read it, which is good. That's why it's a great, wonderful book. Oh, this is one of my all-time favorite kids' books, The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. Oh, so good. I mean, Shel Silverstein in general is amazing. Every time my wife and I, to tell you the power of poetry, okay, every time my wife and I are out for a bike ride, and this happens more than you might expect, we come across sidewalks that end in just, you know, somebody put a sidewalk for 8 feet and then no more. And I always think, Shel Silverstein, because that's where the sidewalk ends, right? I mean, that's stuff that sticks with you forever. Oh, but The Giving Tree is, I don't even want to tell you. I just, if you know, you're already like, oh, yeah. And if you don't know, go get it. Go get it, like, for your kids, or just go get it for you, you know, or go to the library. Hey, do you have The Giving Tree? And they'll be like, we do. Here, we'll show you. It's fantastic. It really is. Frog and Toad Are Friends. I don't know that one. And I will not know a lot of these, I'm sure, but I don't know that one particularly, but The Frog and Toad Are Friends. Winnie the Pooh. Yes. The original Winnie the Pooh books. There's actually 4 books. Two of them are stories, and two of them are, like, poems and verse, and you know, it's fine. But the two with the stories are the really, really good ones. I love that answer. Harold and the Purple Crayon. Oh, I don't know that one, but it sounds fascinating. Somebody here says Goodnight Moon. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people have read a lot of times Goodnight Moon. Absolutely. 437-1620. What was that children's book that you read or got read to you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, especially if it had a great lesson in it? 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
So we've been saying all morning that there was a telephone pole that fell down on the intersection of Highway 90 and Scenic 90 on the Pensacola side of the US 90 bridge there coming in from Pace. That has backed up traffic significantly going past Chemukla Highway there. Excuse me. And we were offering alternating routes. Accident on I-10, the I-10 bridge there, has been cleared. So Avalon Boulevard is still showing signs of traffic backup, but clearing up significantly. We were telling people as well to take Quintet Road. You can expect to see about a 4-mile backup starting at the intersection of Highway 95 and Quintet. So Avalon Boulevard is going to be your best bet in as far as getting into Pensacola from Pace or Milton. In coming in from Cantonment, you can expect to see some backup as a result of these alternate routes as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're dealing with pests or you want to, you know, avoid having to deal with pests, NSEC, they will take care of you. They will come out, they'll look at what you've got going on in your lawn, whether it's the fire ants, for which they have a one-time treatment that solves it for a whole year. The fire ant treatment bonds with the soil, guarantees you a full year of fire ant protection. Mosquito plan, they'll come out and they'll figure out what's going on with your specific species and where they're breeding, and they'll take care of that. They've got monthly service visits to effectively reduce the mosquito population in your yard. New pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply, so do read the contract or do read the details. Also, $25 off a new annual fire ant contract. So if it's termites, or if it's spiders, or if it's roaches, or if it's whatever the problem is, NSEC will take care of you. Free estimates, of course, and then you can make a decision about whether you want to go ahead. ENSEC.net. Back to the frivolous topic of the day. The question is, what's that children's book that you had read to you 1,000 times, or that you read 1,000 times, or maybe both? You either turn around and inflicted the same on your kids, or you blessed them the same, whichever the case may be, especially if it had a great lesson. Especially if it had a great lesson to it. Somebody here says Sophie's Squash. Ooh, I don't know that one either. Somebody else said the Little Red Hen, which the Little Red Hen is a great story. I actually didn't know this one. I had to read it when they recommended it. Read it to a bunch of kids in a classroom one time, and some of the moms were not happy. It's all about socialism, through a metaphor of the Little Red Hen does all the work to make the bread, and then everybody else wants to eat the bread when they're done. Should have been there to help along the way, she asked. Anyway, 437-1620, The Little Engine That Could. Absolutely. I think I can. The Giving Tree, again, somebody says. Bremerton Musicians. I cried every time, so many times, but they won in the end. That is a great book. Oh, yes. Now we're into the Dr. Seuss. Horton Hears a Who, which somebody said. They said it's an allegory of the U.S. occupation of Japan following the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I never read it that way. I always just, well, you know, a lot of pro-lifers read it as, and he did not mean it as an allegory for abortion. At least I don't think he did. But obviously, you know, a person's a person no matter how small. That's just one of those powerful kinds of things. I mean, and generally speaking, Dr. Seuss is very liberal, but still powerful and good in many, many ways. You were going
to
say, well.
Oh, I'm just imagining a dad reading to their kids Horton Hears a Who, but explaining throughout.
Oh,
why
no,
it's...
don't explain. You don't explain them. You just let them. The best children's stories are the ones that just kind of sit in there. By the way, which is why it's important to know the children's story and only read the good ones, because they're not all good ones. I mean, they matter, because you read it 100 times and kids will learn those lessons. I have all kinds of thoughts about Dr. Seuss books, by the way. 437-1620. I mean, I was raised on Dr. Seuss, whether it's Yertle the Turtle or the Butter Battle book, or whether it's, you know, The Lorax. Oh, The Lorax is great. And also Super Environmental, which is fine. You know, good. My personal favorite Dr. Seuss book, The Sneetches. Oh, the Starbelly Sneetches, the ones who had stars upon theirs and the ones who had none, and the guy who profiteers on the race-baiting class warfare struggle between them. No, that's a great book. It really is, and about, you know, culture and popularity and being in vogue and all of this. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff. Of course, a lot of people know other places you'll go, which is the famous, you know, give it to the high school graduate or the college graduate, but that's, so many of the books. Somebody says, The Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. Samuel Jackson reading Go the Blank to Sleep. That's a different kind of children's book. Charlotte's Web. Oh, somebody wanted to chastise you for asking the question, oh, is Peter Rabbit a book?
I think we've established I'm not a smart man.
You're just not that old, and so...
Cultured.
You wouldn't know it as a book. That made me laugh, though. Little House on the Prairie, yes. Oh, Green Eggs and Ham is a great one, because in the end he likes it. I do not like them, Sam, I am. The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn. I don't know this one. I'm kind of curious, though. Curious George and Clifford the Big Red Dog. Absolutely. Berenstain Bears, another good whole series, obviously. Let's see. Where the Wild Things Are. That's a super favorite for a lot of people.
Yep.
That was never my personal favorite.
That was a great one.
But that's okay. I know it's super popular, and that's fine. You can have your love. It's great. The Sneetches and the Monster at the End of This Book. Oh, yes, the Grover. The Monster at the End of This Book is great. It's got a mirror at the end. Not to ruin it for you, but it's a good one. Steadfast Soldier. I don't know this one either. Berenstain Bears, little train engine. I think I can. Every time I think of it when I'm riding bikes up and down the hills. That's great. It's motivational. Let's see. I'll love you forever. I love you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be. Oh, yes, that is good, too. Nancy Drew, yes. I read Hardy Boys, too, growing up. All of those. Again, with the Sneetches, another one, which is, I mean, seriously, if you don't know the Sneetches. Or Yertle the Turtle, how pride. They are great. Clifford, the little kittens who lost their mittens, the pokey little puppy, all of the little golden books. Remember the little golden books? The Golden Edge, back when we all bought books at bookstores and, you know, we had fine lives without tablets. Skippy John Jones books. I don't know that one. 437-1624. Oh, and Fox and Socks. I love Fox and Socks. When Tweedle Beetles battle in a bottle on a puddle. Oh, yeah. No, that's Fox and Socks is one of the all-time favorites. But I will leave you with I had one other one that I was going to tell you about, and all of a sudden it went straight out of my head. Let me check my notes here. Two. I had trouble in getting to Sala Salu. It's another Dr. Seuss book. Just, you think your troubles will be fine when you get to Sala Salu, where they never have troubles, at least very few. And you get there, and there's a key-slapping slizzard that's stuck in the keyhole, and you can't get in. And then you go back home, and you find out your troubles aren't so bad. But I will tell you, one of my all-time personal favorite books, and you will laugh. It's okay, you'll laugh about this, but here goes. There is, in fact, a book out there called It's the Perfect Book for Me. Nobody Listens to Andrew. My parents got me this. There really is a children's book called Nobody Listens to Andrew. See, the ratings are the proof. The premise of the book is Andrew was always an exaggerator, kind of a boy who cried wolf a lot, you know? And then one day he goes and tells people, there's a bear in my bed because there's a bear in his bed. And nobody believes him. And nobody believes him. And nobody believes him. And then they come and see there's a bear in his bed. If only they'd listen to Andrew. 8:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I am Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division, for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Were they real?
Yeah. Dressed for Lopin's wedding.
What's in the flask, Egg? Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do? Drink it?
Yeah.
Good. I thought so.
Good morning, 8:57 here on News Radio Pensacola. All right, Jimmy, typically right around now is when we have the relief valve is open and the traffic is all flowing. What are we seeing after a catastrophe of a driving morning?
Maybe some relief. Avalon Boulevard looks like it's clearing up. If you're coming in from Pace or Milton, that is the recommended route that we have been saying all morning. If you're coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, take Avalon, get on I-10. Because there was a telephone pole that was downed at the intersection of US 90 on the bridge there and Scenic earlier this morning. That has traffic backed up all the way past Chemukla. There are a couple accidents on Highway 90 as well at the Chemukla intersection that is backing up traffic further. Best bet, go eastbound, hop on Avalon, then to I-10. Quintet looking like it is clearing up a little bit, but still backed up for a couple miles. Take Avalon. If you are coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up before and after the Avalon Boulevard intersection there, clearing up as you get to the Naval Live Oaks and clear into Pensacola over the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Progressive. Protect your home and auto, and when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you'll save money. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide, you know, when or where or what is the right time, hey, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help you with that. And I really think Christina embodies the principle I was telling you earlier from the Jerry Seinfeld speech about, you know, find something that you can do and then do it really well and just you, might be a second or a third career for you, but it works out great, you know, because she used to do news. And then, you know, she became a mom and did a couple of other things and then saw real estate as an opportunity. We'll do that, you know, let's make that happen. And she's just been great at it, you know. And just to me, that is a great life lesson is find something that you can do, do it well, and then find a way to serve people because she certainly does that. Helping people buy or sell homes, getting a good deal on either side of the transaction. And, you know, especially if you're a first-time buyer, you know, walking you through that process. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 8:59 on News Radio Pensacola. I think it's probably too late to start a future news now. But I will mention this one thing is Chuck E. Cheese is getting rid of their animatronic bands. Which they say it's really just the parents who like it for the nostalgia. But once you've created a brand, do the nostalgia. Don't send away the animatronics to be like Five Nights at Freddy's.
This is WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton, Pensacola. The recipient of the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Year-Round Community Service.